Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bert Blyeven. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bannister for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vukovich, who is chasing the ball. Law reaches third base with a triple. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Law scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dibzinski. Franco moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister is called out on strikes. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0 for 1 in the game. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hera fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovich strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hasse for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister strikes out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trillo strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Hargrove reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blyevan, and towards Trillo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Squires pinch runs for Greg Walker. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Squires moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tabler. Baines reaches second base with a double. Squires scores. Luzinski moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lorenzo Gray pinch runs for Greg Luzinski. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-2 in the game. Kittle is walked intentionally. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-2 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gray tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-2 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-2 in the game. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-2 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-3 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Hassey and he is out, Franco applying the tag. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Hassey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Hassey and he is out, Franco applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bannister who is chasing the ball. Squires reaches third base with a triple. Law scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Lorenzo Gray. Neil Heaton now pitching. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bannister. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Squires scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Heaton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hargrove hits a line drive towards third. Law reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.